according to our passage, Romans chapter 8, intelligent and unintelligent creation know this. We and creation itself are aware that whatever is done on earth is futile. And as a result, we live, if we could put it this way, in this symphony of sorrow. Now, before we get too discouraged, again, I am glad to say that this passage, even though it explains this universal feeling of emptiness, it has a greater meaning to it. God's intent is not to discourage us. It is not to make believers feel empty. What he does tell us is that in spite of the fact, because there is a fact here, that we are riddled on earth with difficulties and pain and failings and hindrances of all sort, and sometimes even purposelessness in what we do, our lives actually do have meaning. And one day, believers will see it and will experience it as God had intended. Now, the encouragement begins with what we already saw last time in verse 18. That the sufferings, even the sufferings that we currently face, have, as he puts it here, no weight in comparison to our future. If we could see beyond what we currently experience here on earth, we would not be rattled by our difficulties or feelings of worthlessness as long as we are living for the Lord. We would not look at the things around us as of great significance, no matter what they are, good, bad, or indifferent. Instead, our affection would be, as he tells us in Colossians, on the things that are above. And this is where, through our difficulties, you and I, as believers, are supposed to focus. Verse 18 says that he weighed it all out, and even the sufferings of this present time have zero weight compared with what we are going to experience in heaven. Now, verses 19 through 22, where we will pay attention, anticipation with his stretched out neck and eyes zeroed in is the creation itself. Take a look at that again, verse 19. The earnest expectation of the creation. They say the creature or the creation, the created. It's the creation itself. That which has been created. And really, it is talking about unintelligent beings. us out of this mess and say, okay, now you're safe. You're not going to have to suffer that. No, let me show you what it was intended to be. You and I will be almost identically like Adam and Eve. Never sin. We're going to be able to be like, see like it is, or live like it was in the Garden of Eden. That's our reveal, our manifestation. Back to Romans chapter 8. That the entirety of object of vanity. Not willingly. It didn't want to do this. This wasn't its choice. The creation did not choose to be in the state of inability to glorify God. It was placed there by the fall of man because we were given the dominion mandate. And we blew it. It doesn't really have a will in anything. And because man was created as the highest on the scale, creation itself had no choice in the matter. In fact, verse 21 says, no new heavens and the new earth described in Revelation chapter 21 will be its ultimate fulfillment. The entire creation will be changed. Peter describes that in chapter 3 of his second epistle, verses 10 through 13. Everything is going to be changed. It will be a new heaven and a new earth. And he says, the whole, what you see now will be gone. And all is dark flesh. Creation also looks forward to the glorious liberty. The liberty that comes with the glory given to God's children. God tells us again in Isaiah in chapter 35 about the change that is going to take place. All of the good things that he has planned, it will work like it's intended to work. If God will liberate creation with such unusual graces, he must have a truly magnificent plan for those of us who are saved. Verse 22, Romans chapter 8, we know that the whole creation groans travails in pain together until now. The howling of animals, the roaring of earthquakes, the dissatisfaction of people, all of these things are displays of the groaning of the whole creation. God has us undergo these difficult times, and yet we're to understand that he has a great outcome for all of us who are saved after this. These groanings are for believer and for the creation alike, like the travail of a woman who is in childbirth. That's the picture here. Right now, it is not comfortable. Right now, it is uncomfortable. Right now, it might be torturous. But what is coming? All of a sudden, when that comes, when the child is there, the Bible says the woman forgets all the trouble because she sees her baby. That's great. God says to you and me, we're experiencing it right now. We're in the birth pangs, and there's coming a time when everything will be revealed. Things will change like this. The lack of satisfaction is not unique to certain individuals. Everyone and everything suffers. Suffering on earth is given to believers so that we, like the rest of the creation, can look up in hope of our redemption. Listen to what